Philip Schuler, a remarkable life of one of Australia's greatest war correspondents. Written by Mark Baker and read by Robert Meldrum. The brief circle of Philip Schuler's life began and ended with Germany. It was the country of his ancestry and the nation against whose aggression he would fight and die. In 1860, Jacob and Catherine Schuler left their home in the farming community of Heimerdingen, near Stuttgart in southern Germany, to sail to Australia. The gold rushers in the colony of Victoria promised, if not instant wealth, then at least a wealth of opportunity in a new land. The Schulers brought just one of their four surviving children on the voyage, a six-year-old boy christened Gottlieb Heinrich. Several elder children were left in the care of their grandparents. The chosen son would grow to become one of the most significant Australian journalists and newspaper editors of his generation. But much of his often reclusive life would remain a mystery to his colleagues, his friends, and even his family. He would change his name, indulge conflicting stories about his coming to Australia, and airbrush key details of his German heritage, particularly when the tide of anti-German sentiment that washed over Australia during World War I lapped at the door of the Schuler household. In his youth or early adulthood, Gottlieb Heinrich became Gottlieb Friedrich Heinrich, and thereafter was known as Frederick, an anglicized version of his father's middle name. After trying their hand at various diggings, the family settled at Myerstown, a gold mining settlement on the outskirts of Bendigo. Jacob Schuler, a butcher in Germany, became landlord of the London and Dublin Hotel. It was a trade that would hasten his early death. In November 1867, Jacob, who the district coroner determined drank very much latterly, dropped dead from disease of the heart accelerated by intemperate habits. Within a year, Catherine had remarried to William Curtis, another publican, an event that appears to have triggered the gradual and ultimately complete estrangement of Frederick, then 14, from his mother and younger sisters, Pauline and Olga. From an early age, Frederick wanted to become a journalist. His eldest daughter would later claim that he never went to school. He compensated for his lack of formal education by becoming a voracious reader in several languages. Everywhere he went, he carried a book, and it was while reading on horseback that he fell and broke his nose. He had ambitions. He was determined to qualify himself for a position on the literary staff of a newspaper, so he studied French and German until he became an accomplished linguist, and later on a recognized authority on the literature of both languages.